Our help is in the name of the Lord. I said I will confess my transgressions unto the Lord.
And thou forgivest the iniquity of my sins.
Almighty God, merciful Father, I, a poor miserable sinner, confess unto thee all my sins and iniquities, with which I have ever offended thee, and justly deserve thy temporal and eternal punishment. But I am heartily sorry for them, and sincerely repent of them, and I pray thee of thy boundless mercy, and for the sake of the holy innocent bitter sufferings and death of thy beloved Son, Jesus Christ, to be gracious and merciful to me, a poor sinful being.
Upon this your confession, I, by virtue of my office as a called and ordained servant of the Word, announce the grace of God unto you. And in the stead, and by the command of my Lord Jesus Christ, I forgive you all of your sins, in the name of the Father, and of the Son, and of the Holy Ghost. Amen.
Amen.
Clap your hands, all ye people. Shout unto God a voice of triumph. He shall subdue the people under us, and the nations under our feet. Amen. Jesus Christ, thy Son, our Lord, who liveth and reigneth with the Father and the Holy Ghost, ever one God, world without end. Amen.
That was left over, seven baskets. And they had eaten
were about 4,000, and then he sent them away. So far, the Holy Gospel. And I turned to the book of Habakkuk in the Old Testament. and I started reading it. Very boring. But I came across this one verse, verse 4. Behold, his soul which is lifted up is not upright in him, but the just shall live by faith. And that's what my sermon is based upon. The just shall live by faith. Please be seated. Those of us who have raised young children know for a fact that they are filled with many questions. Why do I have to go to school? When do we eat? Why do I have to go to bed so early? Are we there yet? I think we've all, as parents, experienced those questions with our kids. But children are not the only ones who are filled with questions. We too, as adults, are disturbed by many questions as well. Some perhaps are harmless, but others can upset us so much that life itself can become a problem. And major problems can often interrupt our smooth-running lives, leaving us with all sorts of seemingly unanswered questions. While the prophet Habakkuk, he was troubled also by questions. Questions as basic as life itself, questions that have puzzled God's people from the very beginning of time. Why does a righteous God permit suffering? Why does God permit the ungodly to prosper? And even more perplexing, why does God seemingly ignore his people's prayers and not deliver them from their troubles? Well, listen to the words of Habakkuk. How long, O Lord, must I call for help, but you do not listen? This question indicates how upset he must have been, how obsessed he was with trying to find some answers. Well, our problems today may not be the same as those of Habakkuk, but few of us can escape some kind of distressing problem in life, and most of us at one time or another confront situations that leave us looking for answers. How long, O Lord, must I call for help, but you do not seem to listen? And very quickly, life can become a very serious problem. We may be facing with an illness and wonder, why me? How long, O Lord? How long? But without a doubt, the most upsetting anxiety a Christian can have, as nothing seems to improve in spite of prayers, is, why does he deliver me? I think all of us have been there at one time or another. Could it be that he doesn't care? Could it be that he is punishing me for something? Perhaps he has left me to suffer for my sins. And isn't it true that sometimes, that in the middle of our biggest problems, our conscience begins to torment us with the ugly memories, the memories of past sins, accusing us before our holy God? But without a doubt, the most upsetting and most paralyzing anxiety a Christian can have as to not seem that his prayers are being answered. Why doesn't he deliver me? I think we've all asked that at one time or another. Perhaps he has left me to suffer for my sins. And isn't it true sometimes that in the middle of our biggest problems, our conscience begins to torment us with the ugly memories of past sins, accusing us before our holy God, who has threatened to punish the sinner? And then with St. Paul, we feel like crying out, oh, what a wretched man, wretched woman I am. Who shall deliver me from this body of death. But now, thank God, the Holy Spirit, through the prophet Habakkuk, calls us away from our worries, our doubts, our fears, with the ringing cry, "The righteous shall live by faith." You see, faith is the key to real life. Habakkuk reminds us that we must learn to live not by what we think, not by what we see, not by what we feel, and not by what we experience, but what we believe. We must learn to live by faith alone, no matter what happens in our life. But what is this faith to which the Holy Spirit calls us? Well, many people think today that they are living faith when they pin a smile button on their collar, or wish someone a better tomorrow. But what happens when there are no tomorrows? What becomes of the will to survive when death snuffs out that last spark of life? Such worldly faith is not the key to real life, life now or life forever. The Apostle Paul on many occasions shows us what Habakkuk meant when he said, "The righteous shall live by faith." Paul points to Jesus Christ, who by taking our place under God's law and paying for our sins with his own priceless life, he satisfied God's anger forever. Jesus Christ, Paul says, has redeemed us, that is, bought us back from the curse of the law by becoming a curse for us. It is confidence in this good news that assures us that for Jesus' sake, God has forgiven all of our sins. God is not longing and no longer angry with us. He has adopted us into his heavenly family. Confidence and trust in this promise from God makes up the faith about which Habakkuk writes when he says, "The righteous shall live by faith." And this faith in Christ, this faith in his forgiveness, enables us to transcend all of our problems, to live above all our worries, just as Habakkuk was able to do. Through faith in Christ Jesus and his forgiveness, we can stare any problem, any worry, any fear, yes, Satan himself and hell, right in the face and sing out, "I will be joyful in God my Savior. He enables me to go on." Again, how can we live in this confidence that God loves us and has made us his children, even though what we perhaps experience points to the contrary? Don't we have the story of God's love and the story of Christ's forgiveness? Yes. God's word will not. God's word cannot deceive us. God has also sealed his promise to each of us in the visible holy sacraments. In holy baptism, God has dressed us in our Savior's righteousness by the water and the word, adopting us as his own sons and daughters. As St. Paul tells us, "You are all children of God through faith in Christ. For all of you who were baptized into Christ have clothed yourself with Christ." And in the sacrament of Holy Communion, which we will be celebrating in a moment, we will be receiving the true body and the true blood of our Savior Jesus Christ, given and shed for the forgiveness of all of our sins. What more needs to be said? Amen.
Amen.
Now may the peace of God that passes all human understanding abide with us here this morning and extend itself into the joy of eternal life ever. Amen.
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 Thank you.
unto thee, O Lord, Holy Father, almighty and everlasting God, who with thine only begotten Son and the Holy Ghost are one God and one Lord. And in the confession of the only true God, who worship the Trinity in person, and the unity and substance of majesty coequal. Therefore, with angels and archangels and with all the company of heaven, we laud and magnify thy glorious name evermore, praising thee and saying,
Heaven and death. Take a beat. It's the true body of our Lord and Savior Jesus Christ. Take a drink. It's the true blood of our Lord and Savior Jesus Christ. This is the true blood of our Lord and Savior Jesus Christ.
Body and blood, strengthen and preserve you, keep you in the one true faith and the life everlasting. Amen. Depart in the Lord's peace. Amen.
Amen.
Amen. Thank you. Jesus Christ. Christ, your Son, our Lord, who lives and reigns with you in the Holy Ghost, ever one God, world without end. Amen. Upon you and grant you his peace. Amen.